welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Julie Jepkes.
Hello.
Always something going on at the Atlantic Public Library and most of the libraries in the area. I know the librarians kind of get together and plan things, but we need to talk about a Christmas party coming up.
Yes, we have a Christmas program tomorrow for kindergarten through third graders, and it's an early out day from school, So it's the perfect time to have programs, and we are hosting it from 2 until 4 o'clock.
And I'm guessing maybe Santa's going to show up.
You never know.
You never know where he's going to be, do you? Yes. So is there a theme that kind of you've used through the library, or what's happening during the party?
We're just having, we found some really fun Christmas books, of course, that we're going to share with the kids. We have some crafts. We're going to be doing a Christmas tree and a reindeer craft that they'll be able to take home that day.
Good.
So they can either keep it for themselves or maybe give it as a gift to mom or dad or whoever.
Grandpa, yeah, grandma, yeah. Okay, that sounds like fun.
Have fun, some fun games. We have a candy can relay game, a stocking stuffer game where they have to hold a spoon in their mouth and they dip into some M&Ms and they have to try and fill up the stocking. And a sound action game.
All right.
So it's kind of fun.
You bet. So do kids need to pre-register for this? I mean, should they call you today?
We would like them to register ahead of time. We're not going to turn anyone away, of course, at the door, but this just gives us an idea of how many items and how much food we, you know, possibly need to have.
You bet. So. You need to do some setup there to get ready for all those games and food and so on. So, yeah, it'd be really helpful if you had an idea of how many kids were going to show up.
And so far, we just have 9 kids, so we want a whole bunch more.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I know you could do 20, 30, probably. I don't know if you can handle 40 or
50. Yeah, it's fine. We can find room somewhere.
So get that call made. And what's the number, by the way, Julie?
It's 243-5466. And you can talk to anyone, but if you want to talk to the children's section, hit extension 1.
Okay. What about online?
You can actually, you know what? I don't know if I asked Meredith to set that up online, but they can stop down to the library, or
sure,
they could, on the flyer that they received at school, my email is also
right
on there that they can email me.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, easy to do that. So kind of it sounds really like it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope lots of kids will get registered and show up tomorrow, again, at 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
All right, very good.
2 until 4, and the parents do not need to stay. They can go out, run errands,
yes,
and just come back and pick them up at 4.
Excellent. So, well, I've been seeing some things about other things happening to the library. You always have neat things going on there. But you have a special kind of corner?
We do. You know, this just kind of all evolved from a couple years ago, I believe it was a couple years ago, we were looking at our Dr. Seuss books and decided we really needed to replace those. They were well-read, well-worn, and it was just time. So I contacted a couple different clubs and people in town, and they, between Junior Federated, Mrs. Larson's sixth grade class, and the library, we were able to purchase all of the Dr. Seuss books.
Wow. How many are there?
Oh, heavens, I don't know.
lots and lots.
Lots. Some I had never even heard of.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, there was a few in there. And, of course, there are spin-offs, not actually by Dr.
Oh,
Seuss, but,
okay,
you know, they're easy readers, and so there's a lot of them. Yeah,
so even the librarian learned something new.
Yep.
Oh, fun. And I'm sort of getting off track here, but that's part of the fun of being working at the library, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what else is happening?
All the time.
Yeah, what else is happening with Dr. Seuss?
Well, so then we decided we had some Dr. Seuss animals and that so forth, and we thought, Dr. Seuss will never go out of style. Why don't
right
we make a corner in the library where it's just Dr. Seuss? So we, of course, went on Pinterest and found these wonderful shelves that are just crazy, all going different ways and everything. And we thought, oh, we should contact Steve Livengood and see if he could make one of these shelves for us. And it is absolutely adorable. He gave us a good deal on this shelf.
And he's so talented.
He made it, and it's curved and going every which way and has a little cupboard up on top. And
so it's
the cutest thing.
It's worth a trip to the library just to come check out the Dr. Seuss Corner.
Yes.
Yeah. Such fun.
And, I mean, he could have sold probably three of those a day, him and Roger Murray brought that in. So it's just adorable.
I bet.
So we have that in the corner. There's a picture in memory of Mary Posh that the Browning Literary Club bought, that the Dr. Seuss alphabet. The Beta Sigma Phi sorority group bought an area rug and a reed banner. And so now we have a donation jar out, and we have a bulletin board with all kinds of just fun stuff that we want to put in that corner, a table, some chairs, you know, some puzzles, different games and stuff like that, that people are just, you know, putting a dollar here, putting a dollar there and there, and we're slowly starting to get a few things. So I guess it's great that we mention this at this time of year, because if there's someone that you know that you don't know what to get for Christmas, if they have everything, you know, they could donate something to the library and we can put their name into it, donated by or in memory of, and that type of thing.
You bet. You know, and there are people who have about everything they want. They don't need anything more to store, to clean, to eat, whatever. And so this would be a great way to kind of recognize them and help out the library. And, you know, you've mentioned a number of different groups, Julie, about helping out. That's so important for any library, is to have those supporters, whether it's an individual or a group.
Oh, definitely, because we cannot, you know, function with half the stuff that we do, especially in the as far as children's program, because I do not have a budget for children's programming at all. I solely rely on donations from clubs and so forth. So we are very appreciative of the clubs in town.
Now, we talked about money. What about volunteers? Do you need volunteers, or how does that work?
Oh, we love to have volunteers come down, depending on what they want to do. Just for instance, I see one here right now. I have story time here in a few minutes, and Jack Wagner comes down, and he helps me with story time every Tuesday that we have story time, and the kids absolutely love him. They find out. I don't know what that says for me. So, but they find out when Jack is going to be at the story time. But then they're sure to come that day. But he has a couple grandkids that he brings, so it works out well for him. And
what fun!
If stories aren't your thing, you know, we have people that help shelf books, shelf read, help clean. We have a wonderful Friends of the Library volunteer that does all our landscaping, and so there's different areas if you're wanting to get out volunteering somewhere.
And you were saying, you know, some help shelf the books and so on, and I can think of a better way to get hands-on with kids' books, and they are just so exciting. I just, you know, they're beautiful, they're fun, they're... You get really acquainted when you get to handle those books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, that's one part of my job I just love. I love choosing the books and ordering them and so forth, and there's just some great ones out there.
Mm-hmm. How many new books do you get in a month, for instance, on an average?
I'm sorry, I was coughing.
How many new books do you get on an average in a month? I mean, is this something constant that you try to add new books?
I usually try and order most of my books the first, our budget's from July to July.
Okay.
So the first, you know, 6 months or so, I usually purchase about all my books since school is starting to get ready and everything. But I'd say, I don't know, 50 to 100 maybe.
Wow. Okay. So there's always something new going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And any other special thing just in the last minute besides the Christmas party? Any other special thing you want to mention, Julie?
We have been having movie days on Monday movie madness days. For kindergarten and up, we do have a license to show movies down at the library, and so we've been doing that from 3:30 to 5:30, and okay. We have one more left.
All right, very good.
Too. We're going to do one after Christmas, too.
Okay, and remember the party tomorrow for kindergartners up to third grade? Is that right? Is
yeah.
that correct?
Okay,
and it would be really helpful if someone would call and let you know. We want to thank you so much, Julie Jepkes, for visiting with us today and kind of bringing us up to date on the Atlantic Public Library Children's Section.
Well, great. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you. And till next time, just remember that the whole universe is there for you in a book.